In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I will never forget a conversation I had on this campus with Professor Henry Hammond just days before he returned to Australia and just months before he joined the Saints triumphant. He said to me, "Every day I live, people seem to expect more from me. I guess they think I have a lot to give because I'm old. And I've had a lifetime of study and experience, and they suppose me to be wise. Yet, you know, every day I live, I realize more what I have to give is absolutely pitiful. It is nothing. And every day I learn more about what God has to give and my need, my total dependence on receiving those gifts. Every day he becomes larger and I become smaller." Today's text is about love. And you know, our ability to truly love anyone is, in Dr. Hammond's words, absolutely pitiful. On our own, we look around and can only see the miserable failures, the glaring weaknesses, the meanness of the ones we are to love. How can we love someone who hates us? How can we give love when there is not a glimmer of it in return? Only through gifts received. The flood of baptism, the word bursting with the Spirit, the presence of Christ himself in bread and wine changes everything. The gifts that Henry Hammond talked about change our life. They are gifts that in reality give us life. The new man can look at the unlovable neighbor and love him, pray for him, be genuinely concerned for him because of what the new man has received. Christ fills us with himself by his rich, beautiful, powerful, wonderfully sufficient means. And he loves this person. And because of his abiding in us, amazingly, we too can love this person. Another astonishing thing happens. We then become confessors of Christ Jesus because there is no other way that such love could happen. Our families see it. Our brothers and sisters in Christ see it. The world sees it. And what they really see is God in us. They see fruits. and witness of love and forgiveness received. They witness a miracle that we find hard to believe ourselves. Confessing Christ at the bedside and in the pulpit is easy compared to confessing him by loving those who do not love us. Hard lessons abound for the faithful. Lessons about crosses, suffering, forgiveness, and love. Lessons that our reason and our heart want to help us learn. But reason and heart only get in the way here. Because the hard lessons of the baptismal life do not make sense to intellect or emotions. Hard lessons require gifts received. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.